Congressman James Harvey, Mr. President.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Jim?
Jim Harvey, yes. Sir.
Yes. I just wanted you to know that I've been following that legislation on election reform, and from all accounts, you've been really a tower of strength down there on the floor and trying to clean up some of those lousy amendments.
Well, I'm
so,
very appreciative of your comments, and I'm very glad to have been of help.
I'm glad they listened to you.
Let's say I'm glad it worked out, and I just hope now, Mr. President, that we can hold it in conference. That's going to be our problem.
But what are your projections in conference? What do you think? It's going to be pretty good.
I'm optimistic, frankly.
Are you?
I'm optimistic that we're going to come out. I'm optimistic we're going to come out with something very close to what the Senate had. And I'm particularly concerned, as maybe Max Friedersdorf or others have told you, with this, what sort of compromise we reach on Section 315.
Right, naturally.
That is going to be a very troublesome area, probably the most troublesome, I would think. But
they really are trying desperately to get something in there, aren't they?
They are. That's right. Yeah. And I don't know what the compromise should be. I haven't had a chance to visit with Jerry or with many of our other members on it. But I didn't mention it to Max Friedersdorf, what had occurred to me, and I don't know if he relayed it to you or not, but that would be a possible compromise that would exempt it only as to the president, but after the next election. Now, this would be hard to justify in view of my arguments and my reasoning and everything, but nevertheless, it would take it out of the very partisan category for this election year. And as far as you're concerned, it would relieve you of any problem. And very frankly, after this year, if it were written in the law on a permanent basis, I don't think I would mind it too much, or I don't think most of the rest of us would, if you knew you had to encounter that and knew you had to go through it. So
when they're putting it up simply for the purpose of badgering you into something.
Oh, that's strictly partisan, just as they did in 1968, Mr. President, no doubt about it.
Yeah. If you should win it now, what about next session? Will they try to slap it back in then?
I don't believe so. I think that any legislation that is written in that regard right now will stay, and I don't think there'd be a chance for any next year. I can't believe that at all. I don't think it would even be attempted, but because this would certainly be a compromise position. And as I say, I haven't had a chance to talk that over with Jerry or with Hugh Scott or with anybody who's involved in it as to a possible compromise. It was the first one that occurred to me that might be somehow we have to compromise the position. So.
Sure.
But I appreciate very much your call, and I told Max and Dick Cook and the others, I'm just glad to have been able to be of help.
Well, I certainly do appreciate it, and I...
You're very kind to take...
You handle the thing. We have confidence in you. Okay.
Our kind of call.
Whatever deal you make, we accept.
Well,
okay.
I won't make it without talking to Nichols and the Attorney General's office, Max and the others, but
Jim,
we'll somehow make it work out.
Thank you.
Thank you again for calling.